I mean, absolutely. You know, it was something on Sunday night and going, you know, I don't know how many minutes were left in the third quarter. You know, it was something that I love this game. And I thought, you know, this game was going to end sooner than I thought for the season. But, you know, coming back and what they were telling me, we didn't really know what the diagnosis was. So when I got back in, I figured out what my MRI was and things like that. I knew that that I was going to be able to come back to it. I didn't know how fast I was going to go, how fast my leg was going to heal. But it felt good today, and I was grateful. When I came out here, it was definitely a blessing to be back out here with my brothers, knowing that, you know, this is the greatest sport that, you know, any man can play. And knowing that I'm back out here and I'm feeling good, that's all that matters right now.
How is your mobility and footwork?
I feel great, you know. Right now I'm just going to take it one day at a time. You know, I'm not planning on, you know, pushing it or, you know, where I need it to be. I just know that just one day at a time, knowing that that I'm going to be ready, either if it's this week or next week, it doesn't really matter. I just know that I'm going to be ready wherever the next statement is.
What happened that made you think on the field that, man, this was bad? What, can you go through a little bit what happened?
That's my emotion, man. I mean, you guys would do the same thing if you feel like that the injury was worse than what it is. So anyone would do that. When you play a sport, you know, I got kicked in my leg, and you know, I've never been hurt before, so that was something that was very new to me. You know, I have never missed anything in any sport that I played, so just coming out here and knowing that that's something like that happened, knowing we didn't know what it was, but like I said, you know, we have a great training staff here with Greek and Vince and all those guys that lead us, get me back to healthy, and I'm feeling great where I'm at right now.
Garrett, you've heard stories on how tough veterans can be on rookies anyway. If they gave you the business this week?
Listen, I have a great group of dudes around me, and they support me. You know, they were sad when they went down because they expected the worst, just like all of us did, but they knew that it was something I can bounce back from. So they're very grateful that I'm back and I'm healthy and I'm, you know, doing what I need to do to get back on the field so that I can be with my brothers. And, you know, so they're giving me the support and love that I need, and I'm very grateful for all of them.
How do you think you'll balance the decision to play Sunday in terms of, I'm sure you want to be out there, but also being smart, maybe a week off is better in the long term?
Listen, I love to be out there. Just like you said, I love this sport. And like I said, when I went down, I had to leave. When I was back there just figuring out what was going on, I mean, I was just watching the TV thinking I could jump through the TV and go back out there and play, because that's how I am. I love this game, and you guys know that, and that's how I play this game. I love it. I'm grateful for it. But like I said, I'm going to take it one day at a time. I'm not trying to, you know, just rush into things right now. I'm just going to take one at a time, trust the training staff because they know what they're doing. And, you know, my coaches are going to put me on the field when I feel like it's right.
Two more for Garrett.
Garrett, you gave Trevor that monster bear hug thing that you gave him. What has been your impression of playing with him so far? What's your feeling about him?
Like I said, my quarterback's something that you don't touch. I'm going to get you. That's how it is. So I'm going to protect my quarterback, you know, with everything. I love Trevor, and he's such a great leader. He's such a great friend of mine. He's up there calling things. You know, everyone doubted him, but we never doubted him. We believed in him 100%. You know, when he was out here and leading us, you know, he's the guy that's always in here, always working, you know, coming in and watching film early before people get in here. That's what a quarterback is. As you're an offensive lineman, you see a quarterback that leads your team in here day in and day out, putting in the work every single day, coming out here, leading, taking, you know, being an example, you know, taking charge out there. We're going to move when he moves. And so when he's calling the right plays with Coach McCoy and we're on sync, we're a tough team to beat. And I'm just excited to see where we head.
Through two games, you're number one in rushing. What has been the key up front with you guys?
Consistency. And like I said before, when you guys asked me how our offense is going to go, when we move the ball, we're going to move the ball. And the guys up front, we're going to move. You know, I got, you know, Max Garcia, Alan Barber, you know, Matt Paradis, Ron Leary, Malik Watson, Donald Stevenson, all those guys are pushing, because that's what we want. We want to be the best, and we're just going to continue to. It's always this mentality around here is always one play at a time, one game at a time. We don't think about what's next. We don't think about anything right now. We got the Bills on Sunday at 1 o'clock, you know, back there in New York. So we're going to be ready for that time and come out in what we do to take care of it.
Thank you, Garrett.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Garrett.